Welcome to the Christian Leaders Institute mini-course titled We Are Ambassadors for Christ. My name is Brian DeCook, and the goal of this course is to encourage and inspire you in your role as an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Have you ever considered yourself to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ? Have you ever thought about what an ambassador is and what an ambassador does? Well, in this session, let's explore the definition of an ambassador and just set some parameters of who an ambassador is and what they do. The Apostle Paul makes reference to our being ambassadors of Jesus Christ in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, where he writes, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Ambassadors for Christ. Dictionary.com defines the word ambassador as an accredited diplomat sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. There are certain aspects and roles of an ambassador that we want to briefly cover in this opening session to clarify and guide our conversation through this course about the duties of an ambassador, how an ambassador functions, so that we might better understand our role as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. It's a privileged role. It's a role of great honor and opportunity for us as servants of Jesus Christ, as his followers. Well, let's start with the feature that ambassadors are chosen and sent. I live in the United States, and wherever you live, there's a procedure that takes place for how ambassadors are appointed. But in most countries, ambassadors are appointed by the leader of the nation. So in the United States, the president appoints ambassadors to every nation where the United States maintains diplomatic relations. And so an ambassador doesn't volunteer for the job. An ambassador is selected for the job, chosen by the sovereign. Ambassadors speak on behalf of the sovereign who sends them. So they're sent to their destination, their ambassadorial assignment, to their post, and they speak on behalf of the sovereign. The sovereign tells the ambassador what to say, the policies and the positions of the sending nation are communicated through the ambassador to the nation to which the ambassador is sent. And so, when the ambassador speaks, the ambassador is not permitted to override or change the statements made by the sovereign to fit their opinion or their perspective or their view if it differs from that of the sovereign. But the ambassador speaks what he or she is told to say. Likewise, the actions of an ambassador are taken at the direction of the sovereign. Any action taken by an ambassador is considered to be an action on behalf of and representative of the sovereign who sent them. So the words that they speak, the actions that they undertake, an ambassador represents the nation who sends them. Another aspect and feature of an ambassador is that the ambassador's words and actions are backed, supported by the power of the nation who sent them. And the ambassador doesn't pay their own way to get to their post, and the ambassador is supported by the nation who sends them. So an ambassador doesn't serve at their own charge, but at the charge of the nation who sends them. Another feature of an ambassador is that the ambassador is always on duty. The ambassador is always an ambassador. If you or I were appointed as an ambassador to a nation, we would always be the ambassador wherever we go in that nation, whether we are serving in a formal role at a meeting, or whether we are going to the market. If someone sees us and knows who we are, they know us as the ambassador. And whereas we aren't representing our nation when we're buying our groceries at the market, We are still the ambassador, and people see us as representative of the nation who sent us. And finally, every ambassador is assigned to a post, given an assignment, sent to a location for the term of their service, and they are given the opportunity to faithfully serve in that post until they are assigned to another post or called back to the home sending nation. These are some of the functions and roles of an ambassador that we'll discuss in this course in relationship to our ambassadorial assignments as ambassadors of Jesus Christ and ambassadors of the heavenly kingdom, that we are chosen and sent, that we speak on behalf of the heavenly kingdom, that we, the actions that we undertake at the direction of the heavenly kingdom, that our actions and words are backed by the power of the heavenly kingdom, not our own strength, that we're always on duty as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, and that we each have an assignment, an ambassadorial post. And so as we consider these topics in this course, I hope that the Lord will speak to you, encourage you, and inspire you in your role as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, an ambassador of the heavenly kingdom. Let's pray in opening this course. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my brother and sister who are watching this course, that you, Lord, will speak to them, I pray, and that you will reveal your will for their life to them in the, as it concerns their relationship with you as your ambassador. And wherever you've sent them, Lord, whatever their current assignment is and whatever their future assignments are, that you'll begin to give them vision and inspiration to lay hold of that for which you have laid hold of them. And I thank you for them, and I ask you to bless them, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.